Well, good afternoon, America. It's time for Freedom Frenzy. I think it's time for Freedom Frenzy. Life here on RBN is oftentimes, shall we say, eclectic. At any rate, they've still been experiencing some computer problems. Technology is oftentimes, as you well know, if you've had a computer for any length of time, they can be a little treacherous when you're least expecting it. And that's what's happening to us. And it happened yesterday. We muddled through, and we're going to muddle through today. But we do have a guest that's going to come on board with us a little bit later in the program, Dr. Eduardo Rivera, a professor of law and government. And I think you're going to get some novel viewpoints insofar as the hanky-panky that's been going on with our Constitution, the number of presidents that we've had at any one time, and what their legitimate power actually is. And the good doctor may actually offer some solutions or some suggestions on how you too can be an American citizen with all the rights and the privileges and none of the obligations. That sound cool? Well, I thought it did. That's why we're going to have the good doctor on today. Well, anyway, my name's Jerry DeMars. This is Freedom Frenzy. And my female companion who does this program with me. I've caught a lot of flack for using the term girlfriend. Although you are a girl and you are my friend, some people attach certain connotations to that label that we probably don't want to have attached. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yikes. Well, I'm here to tell our audience that there's no male I'm safer with than dear Jerry. Well, except my husband, of course. So it's all good, Jerry. And we are going to have an exciting show today. I guess Dr. Rivera is going to come on about 11:30 Central Time. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. Because there's a couple of exciting things to discuss for hit and run news and some subjects to toss around. Things are definitely gearing up and getting more exciting as the empire strikes back against the growing populace who's going, hey, wait a second, you guys are tyrants. And
hey, where's my Millennium Falcon? I want one.
Exactly. So also S-510, they didn't end up voting on it yesterday. They're supposed to vote on it this morning. They keep pushing it off. And, of course, the Republicans keep offering ways to make the bill less bad. So we can talk about that for a minute. WikiLeaks has not been able to be accessed by many of their viewers because of a cyber attack. I think that's kind of suspicious. And of course, our great congressmen are all discussing money they don't have and how they want to spend it in the omnibus spending bill. So lots going on.
Indeed. And, you know, you're going to touch on some parallel items that I've got in my bag of tricks today, too. And, you know, there's some other interesting things going on that I hope we have an opportunity to touch on today. Have you heard anything about the repeal amendment?
No.
Have you heard anything about the TSA people and the angry gropers saying they don't like doing what they're doing?
Well, then they need to stand there and not do their job.
It's a paycheck. That's probably the only reason that they're there. But that doesn't give them any.
That doesn't justify them. That doesn't get them off the hook. If you I won't get on my soapbox.
That's all right. Hey, and yesterday I was reading this thing where you're being exposed to the creeping crud if you allow the TSA to touch your junk. So we're going to hopefully get to those stories and much, much more. We got to go sell some stuff. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary, but now it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.laysmedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, comrades, I'm going to jump right back in here all over the bumper music because we've got so much stuff to do today and so little time to do it in. I gave you a little teaser as we broke away for that commercial break, and it was about the Repeal Act, and I wanted to bring that thing out of the box first thing on the agenda today, symbolizing the intense level of anger Americans have with Washington, D.C., and recognizing that the states have had their authority usurped. A constitutional amendment has been proposed that will allow a vote by two-thirds of the states to repeal an act of Congress. Since September, when Virginia was a single state and stood alone as the only one where leaders in the state legislature had shown an interest in passing the amendment, that number has now swollen to 9, which includes South Carolina, Florida, Utah, Indiana, Texas, New Jersey, Minnesota, and here in Georgia, believe it or not. Called the Repeal Amendment, it hits on that website, repealamendment.org, have mushroomed over the past month, and the amendment has garnered support from Virginia's Republican Governor Bob McDonnell and Republican Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, and soon to be House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, according to the Repeal Amendment Executive Director Marianne Moran. Moran also sees future opportunities for legislative supports in states such as Pennsylvania, Ohio, and North Dakota, among others. According to Moran, it just restores the balance of government between the states and the federal government as the founding fathers had originally intended. The fact that we have 9 states already on board shows the momentum, and I think the groundswell of support is the Tea Party. She continued by saying, the reason we have the support from all of the people we do in all of these legislatures is that the people who have been groundswelling it for the last 2 years really want limited government. And this amendment is all about limited government. Pennsylvania Tea Party activist Anna Prug, who has started working with Moran to get the amendment introduced in her state, said the amendment has a lot to offer, adding it would bring power back to the states, and with everything that the federal government has tried shoving down our throats, it is imperative that we give power from the ground up and not from the federal government down. She believes that the amendment will gain even more support as increasing numbers of Tea Partiers find out about it. Pollster Scott Rasmussen said that he would expect overwhelming support from most Americans were he to conduct a poll on support for this repeal amendment, saying it actually reflects an electorate that is frustrated and a lot of people that have not been involved in the process before are not sure what needs to be done, and they're pretty upset about the health care law in particular. He added, there is no trust in government. Until that is restored, there is no way to move forward. This is tapping into that same mindset. As you recall from yesterday, 21% of Americans today believe that the federal government has, only 21% of the Americans believe that the federal government has the consent of the governed. Rasmussen continued, 59% believe that the government has actually become a threat to individual liberty.
Wow.
The repeal of 59%.
Wow. That's exciting.
Listen to this. The repeal amendment and other similar ideas have developed in reaction to decades of politicians who have promised to restrain the size of government, but have failed to deliver, Rasmussen said. And he compares the current level of angst with what existed prior to the American Revolution, the Civil War, and the Civil Rights Movement, all of which fundamentally altered America's direction. The overwhelming call to put constraints on the government again is going to continue. One of the reasons for this frustration is that it is almost impossible to get a constitutional amendment through that would place limits on the government. Anything that requires a constitutional amendment has to go through Congress, and Congress has absolutely no desire to give up on their power. This repeal amendment likely will suffer the fate of countless other constitutional amendments, such as the school prayer amendment that conservatives have proposed over the past few decades.
Puke, 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 puke.
I know. Nonetheless, supporters remain optimistic about its potential for passage because the amendment would empower state legislatures to check unpopular congressional actions, and because it would empower the people to petition their legislators to check federal power, which is what they're supposed to be doing already. And we really don't need a constitutional amendment if the state legislators would grow a pair and do what the heck they're supposed to be doing. But, you know, if this is what it takes to get the people off their hind ends and make the state legislatures and state governors actually get a little ambitious insofar as protecting the people of their own constituencies, I'm all for it. We don't need it, but I'm all for it if that's what it takes. Back to you, dear.
Yeah, man. Well, that sounds pretty good in that 59% bit. That's exciting, Jerry. That's good news.
Yes.
All right. Well, I've got a little bit of a practical piece here because the reality is that we are hunkering down further into a depression. The empire is determined to take over the world. I was just reading a bit on AFRICOM, our Africa military command. Why we need one of those is because we are, you know, the world power, and we're going to boss everybody around and tell them what to do and intimidate everyone.
And they've got a bunch of natural resources that we sure would like to lay control over.
Exactly. So there was a great article actually on MSN about becoming a one-income family. And I think that's a reality. I know, you, for instance, John in Austin, they're a one-income family while he's job hunting. Which, John, this would be a wonderful time for you to pull your kid out of government indoctrination school and homeschool! That was pre-tip.
I hear a phone call coming, dear.
I do hear a phone call coming. So there are a lot of things that John and I have had to do. I typically, before I became an activist, I actually brought in some income. And then I got into politics and prenatal murder and haven't made a dime since. So there's an ongoing joke about that. But there's a lot of realities to reassessing your budget. And that is a big deal. I think just sitting down and looking over your budget and scrutinizing it and then redoing it. It's time to create a baseline budget of bare essentials, food, shelter, utilities. And even then, there's ways you can curb costs on that sort of thing. I think redoing how you look at things. It's time to start going to the Salvation Army and to Goodwill to do the family clothing shopping. You can find good items if you hunker down and spend some time looking through the racks. This is one big conversion point, Jerry, with my husband, John, because I've been shopping at Goodwill for a number of years. And when I first started going there, John's like, I don't think you should be doing that. That's really for poor people. You're stealing from the poor or something like this. And I said, what? That's ridiculous. And also, when you go to Walmart or you go to Target and you just pull something off the rack, even if you're shopping at really good places, this is what kills me, Jerry. You're buying clothing that is oftentimes made by child slave labor in third world countries, which is just appalling that we're part of that whole process and continuation of the current slave trade. Also, what are you spending on groceries? What are you spending on cleaning products for your home? Really, if you go back to the drawing board and start making your own detergents, even the basics, shampoo, depending on how big your family is, it can really have a huge impact. For us, Jerry, this has been a big money saver as I've started making all our cleaning supplies and also making food things like yogurt and buttermilk and all those things. Reassess, redo your budget. You have to start hunkering down and thinking about it in terms of the Depression, how your grandparents, how your great-grandparents were about saving things, reusing things, and doing with less. It is definitely, definitely time for that. When you think about living on a single paycheck, either because your spouse has lost his or her job, or the reality of having children and not wanting to put them in government indoctrination programs, so one of you stays home and educates your child, poke, poke at John and Austin, there is a couple of books out there that might be helpful. Ellie Kay wrote a book called Half Price Living, Secrets to Living Well on One Income. And also another book called The 60-Minute Money Workout. And it really helps you track your expenses, how to pull in, and also the little things that you forget, the irregular small expenses, oil changes, haircuts, piano lessons, but that's not really an irregular lesson, birthday party gifts, and so on and so forth. So we've really got to start, and you know what? It's more enriching, Jerry, quite frankly, when you cut back on the frivolous and you get back to what really matters. It makes you start realizing, you know what? Has this mainstream, horse chase, go, 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 work all the time environment been good for us and been good for our family lives? We've cut out, you know, we got rid of the TV. No more of that pollution. We don't go out to eat. We stay home. We do more things around our home and at the park and taking advantage of free activities and just doing things together as a family. And I would say, even though it is horrific that we're going through this depression, that we're on a debt-based monetary system, I think there's a lot that Americans can gain by letting go of the superfluous, materialistic world that we live in and getting back home and getting back to basics. That's all I have to say about that.
Well, I agree with you. And and I'll be honest with you in one regard, dear. I don't think Elaine and I have ever sat down and made up a budget. And we've been married for 39 years. It's just something that, you know, we've muddled through life and done it like it needed to be done the whole while. Hey, we'll be back in just a minute. We got to go sell some more goodies here for the network. Don't go anywhere. There's a whole lot of Freedom Frenzy left to go.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Thanks for sticking around. We gotta make the world go round by selling a little bit of stuff. You know, yesterday, and the mainstream media actually touted this as some sort of victory, and I haven't been able to figure out why, but yesterday the Senate rejected a measure to reduce tax-related paperwork for businesses because the lawmakers couldn't agree on whether they could make up the revenue that the new paperwork requirements has been thought that it would bring in. Okay. The new law passed as part of the Obama health care package, but not specifically related to health care, would require that nearly 40 million U.S. businesses start filing 1099s for every vendor that sells them over $600 in goods. Democrats that initially were behind the filing requirement now realize that it will create a paperwork blizzard that will, beyond a shadow of a doubt, actually turn into a nightmare. The lust, however, for this perceived revenue has them divided on whether the measure should be repealed. There were two efforts to do exactly that, with proposed amendments to the ominous food safety bill, S-510, one by Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, and another by Mike Joannes, a Republican from Nebraska, but both failed the necessary two-thirds majority. The Joannes amendment would have made up for the perceived loss revenue by requiring the Obama administration to tap into unspent money held in federal accounts of various sorts. Joen said billions of taxpayer dollars sit in unspent accounts, and a very small percentage of those funds would give small businesses a much-needed break from the impending tax paperwork tsunami ahead. Back to you, dear.
Wow. I wanted, you know, yesterday, Jerry, I had talked about WikiLeaks and the fact that a Republican Congressman Peter King is calling for them to be put on a terrorist watch group list. Mm-hmm. And because WikiLeaks is great about putting out diplomatic documents and giving us the little people the scoop. And I think you said it best yesterday, Jerry, when you said, these elitists are killing our kids, taking our money. We have a right to know what's going on. And there needs to be a sense of accountability by these people to the little people. Well, the WikiLeaks website is now under a forceful internet-based attack, the type of attack that's commonly used by hackers to slow down or bring down sites.
Mm-hmm.
WikiLeaks site is hosted in Sweden. The site came under attack on Sunday. But even on Tuesday, the attacks have continued. So, I find this very suspicious, Jerry, and I'm sure it's coming.
There's nothing suspicious about it, dear. You know who's doing it. Who's the only motivated authority that would even be involved?
Exactly.
And they were talking about this kind of stuff on the news last night as I was riding the elliptical. And one commentator said, you know, I don't think these people are going to be able to escape the long reach of the federal government of the United States. They'll ultimately get their just desserts.
Yeah. Just desserts, whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means. But, you know, that's the insidious nature of the media. They're perpetuating the paradigm of control and power that the federal government has built up around itself.
Exactly, Jerry. All right, well, that's all I had to say about WikiLeaks.
I got another interesting story here. Did you know that the United Nations agency, UNESCO, is actually pushing for sex education for babies?
Yes. They're going to need it before they get molested by the TSA agents.
According to guidelines issued by UNESCO, it is never too early to start talking to children about sexual matters. UNESCO works with the Sexuality Information and Education Council of the United States, or CECUS, an educational arm of the Kinsey Institute. Last September, protesters opposed new UNESCO guidelines on sexuality education for promoting legal abortion and self-gratification for children as young as five. The intensity of the objections forced the agency to pull those guidelines, only to quietly reissue them very recently. UNESCO acknowledges that a former director of CECUS is one of the principal authors of its sexuality guidelines, guidelines that are cited as a model of age-appropriate sex education in a new UN report on education rights that was opposed initially by UN members. Although UNESCO removed some of the most explicit language in the revised guidelines, they kept an appendix with, quote-unquote, guiding principles that includes a Kinsey-inspired sex education curriculum for children from birth to age five. Now, I will tell you that I purposefully omitted some of the details from this particular paragraph, but I think if you go looking on the internet, you'll see how depraved some of these guidelines might actually be. Regarding gender identity and sexual orientation, the curriculum warns that parents who insist on reinforcing traditional gender identities will hinder their children's growth. Confusion about these issues and fear of homosexuality or homophobia has caused many parents and other adults to limit how girls and boys express themselves. One current model curriculum included in the UNESCO guidelines tells instructors that they should avoid moralization as there are no rights and wrongs when discussing values. In other curriculum, the authors noted a contradiction when looking at religious approaches and rights based on a rights or a rights-based approach. Easy for me to say. Hey, folks, we're going to cut away to yet another break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Rivera with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, folks, we're back. And as promised, we've got Dr. Eduardo Rivera with us today. And Dr. Rivera is a professor of law and government. And I talked with the good doctor last week. And he and I were actually on the phone for closing on an hour as we were discussing some of his viewpoints insofar as the Constitution and some of the... He has some rather novel ideas, and I don't say that in a derogatory manner. It's just interesting to bounce this stuff off of the accumulated information that one has and to see how the puzzle pieces, when rearranged, all look when they're put back together. So without any further ado, let's go to Dr. Rivera and see if we can't get this mental stirring process cranked up for today. Good afternoon, Ed.
Well, it's good morning over here in California.
Oh, okay. Well, we're willing to work with you on that. Ed, as I warned you in our conversation and in an email, I would certainly appreciate it if you would tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, and what brought you to where you are today.
Well, I started out like most other lawyers. I started out in law school. That's 1968. I practiced till 2006 and realized 10 years before I finished my practice that I didn't know much about the law, the complete law. And so I started researching on my own the law of freedom. I could never find any source of freedom in the UCLA Law School Library. I tried the Los Angeles County Law Library. I've never found anything that says that how you have free will and freedom under our law. Well, it turns out you were not going to find it, because freedom is not a thing of written law. There are two forms of law. There's the unwritten, and there's the written. And the written takes away what the unwritten law giveth.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I discovered that all these principles are found in the organic law of the United States of America. If you want to find out why you have no freedom, or how you have less and less as every day passes, you look at the organic law of the United States of America. And you know that is the basis of our law, because when you pick up the United States Code, the official written version of the federal law, the first laws that you come across, the first laws there are the Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and then the last document is the Constitution. So if you don't know the first three, there's no way you're going to understand the last one, which is the Constitution for the United States of America, which is how it's stated in the preamble to the Constitution, which is actually no part of the Constitution.
Why do you include the Northwest Ordinance in that group?
Because the Northwest Ordinance precedes the Constitution. The Northwest Ordinance is law for the Northwest Territory, which was the territory that belonged to the United States of America. They won it in the war. The Treaty of Paris settled everything between, or most everything, between the British and the Americans. There was a Treaty of Paris, 1783. Mm-hmm. And in that treaty, the King of England, George III, gave up all his government, the territorial and proprietary interest in the Northwest Territory to the 13 states. Of course, the 13 states were then represented as the Confederacy under the Articles of Confederation. The idea that we have today is that the Articles of Confederation were repealed, replaced, superseded, some way done away with by the Constitution. Not true. You have to have a document that establishes the United States of America, and the Articles of Confederation is that document. So what the Northwest Ordinance does is it establishes a place where the Congress of the United States of America can make laws. They make laws for the people in the Northwest Territory because they own it. They can't make laws for themselves. They don't own it.
How do you?
The 13 states are basically owned by the people. The original 13 states are.
Well, that being the case, Ed, how do you square the requirement that the or not the requirement, but the supposition in the Articles of Confederation that the Union is perpetual, with the voluntary nature by the states to join in the contract called the Constitution for the United States of America?
Well, the Constitution is not a contract.
Contract
is an agreement between parties. And they have to have all the basic things that are necessary for a contract. And those things don't exist. They don't exist between you and a contracting party on the part of the government. And I explain all that on my post, on my website. what was done was the Constitution appears to everybody to be a plan for a government. Well, it's a plan for a government, but it's a government of that Northwest Territory and any similar territory that might occur later. And, of course, we know the 13 original states are just a small part of what we end up with. So we have 37 more states that are all, in essence, owned by the United States of America, the Confederacy. Somebody had to own them.
Mm-hmm.
When Napoleon sold the Louisiana Purchase, or Louisiana, to the United States of America, that was a contract in treaty form. They paid money. He gave up his claims to the land that didn't belong to him anyway. But because this was all done through international law, he had a claim to all that land, in which he gave up to the United States for $15 million.
Well, one of the interesting things that I recall from, gosh, this is high school American history now, so bear with me, I may get something wrong, was that the Northwest Ordinance basically was organizing that new territory into a territory, establishing the United States government as the owner and controller of it. And the other thing that it did was basically say that heretofore, the states had considered that they were automatically going to be able to expand westward along whatever imaginary line that their states were situated on, running east and west. And the Northwest Ordinance put that to a screeching halt and basically said that this expansion across the United States would be by or through the admission of new states rather than through the expansion of those that were already in place. And you're saying that there's something more going on here insofar as the controlling of the peoples that are situated on federal territory? Is that what you're saying?
Well, when you name something organic, that it's basic, it's fundamental law. And so what you're describing is a combination of the social aspect and the social, economic, and political situation that caused America to expand westward.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time, there's all kinds of events that occur. The states claiming land beyond their original boundaries, because the boundaries that they had were determined by the British monarchy and government.
Mm-hmm.
And they determined exactly what space they were going to occupy in New England. And so when they are freed from the control by the British, they claim anything that they can get their hands on so that they can have more power. The land was power.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Northwest Ordinance did was organize the political thought about that property for that time, and it determines how property is going to be sold and how ownership is going to be maintained. It's going to be the British idea of ownership, where you have a fee simple interest in property that goes on forever. And there's no...
Is that fee simple absolute that you're talking about?
By the government.
Is that the fee simple absolute that you were talking with me about last week?
Yeah, well, it's just a way of holding property. How do you hold property? You can hold it for a term of years and have it like a lease, or you could hold it for forever and ever, which was a fee simple absolute.
Well,
that was actually in the Northwest Ordinance. It's the first thing that they start out with. We have this property, and it belongs to the United States of America, but it belongs to the American people. But they're going to have to pay for it, because we have to pay for the government. And in fact, it's the only time that you're going to see anything about taxes on American people, aside from the Declaration of Independence, where they say, well, we're not going to have any taxes unless we consent to them, is in the Northwest Ordinance, where it definitely says that the people on federal territory, on the Northwest, in the Northwest Territory, and in any territory that's going to be owned by the United States of America in the future, those people are going to be subject to taxes. And for the purpose of paying for the federal debt, which, of course, was the debt that they accumulated fighting off the British.
Mm-hmm.
So for people who want to trace federal taxes or taxes of any kind, you go back to the Northwest Ordinance and find out who had to pay them there. And the Constitution is just a restatement of who has to pay the taxes. It's the people who are on federal territory and in order to pay the federal debt. Not for anything else.
So those everybody outside those federal territories were excluded by territorial boundaries from that taxation.
Well, that's right, because all written law is territorial.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we don't obey Chinese law or Sharia law is because it's not written in English. One of the basic reasons, hey, I don't understand this law. Why should I have to follow it? I can't figure it out. Well, the thing is that you don't have to follow any written law unless you're specifically required to. And so how is it that you determine who is specifically required to follow written law is found in the written law itself. Are you in that territory of people who are subject to that law? That's what the Northwest Ordinance was saying. If you're on this property of the Northwest Territory, then you have to obey this law. Well, how can you get out of it? Well, you can become a state. Well, how do you become a state? Well, you have to have enough people in there. Otherwise, you've got a wilderness. So the whole idea was let's populate this place so they can become a state so that they can rule themselves. But the idea is superimposed on the idea that you rule yourself through unwritten law.
So, mm-hmm.
You have the Declaration of Independence tells you that God gave you all your rights.
Well, and, in the Declaration of Independence,
God's help, you're going to determine what the rest of your life is all about. You're going to make up your own rules along with with any outside help, but it's not going to be written law.
Mm-hmm. You include the Declaration of Independence as one of the quote unquote organic laws. I found it interesting, and frankly, something that I had not ever considered. That the Declaration of Independence is unrecognized, but only by a few, you being one of them, actually relieved the American people from all government except that of God Almighty, restoring the people, as it were, to direct godly rule. Were you aware that a great many of the founders thought that they were Israelites, descendants from Isaac, and that one of the very first great seal designs depicted the Israelites following the pillar of fire across the land on one side?
I was aware of that, yes. Yes, but my proposition is the organic law is their law. It's the law of the United States. It says so in their book. This is all written law. You go to the United States Code. I tell all my students the first thing you really want to do to make sure that you're on the right track is to order the volume one of the current United States Code. It's printed every 6 years, or supposed to. It's got a printed date of every 6 years. So it always comes out late. And you order that, and the first laws that you come across is the organic laws of the United States of America. And there's the Declaration of Independence, the first one. So I tell my students, study these in pairs. The Declaration of Independence goes together with the Articles of Confederation. The dates are just months between each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with the Northwest Ordinance and the Constitution. The Northwest Ordinance has a date of July 13, 1787, and the Constitution is September 17, 1787. Weeks between each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're paired up, and it's so obvious once you start studying just their documents. Forget the Supreme Court decisions, because the Supreme Court really is a legislative court. And I show anyone how you can figure that out by just looking at the documents. So this is really written law based upon written law. They're written law. You can't understand anybody's law unless you can understand where it came from. So all law starts out with a study of the language that it's written in.
Mm-hmm.
Because all law begins with a spoken language. So the English common law is found in English. All the crimes are defined in a dictionary. If you want to find out what the English common law is, get a dictionary and start looking up everything that you've believed to be a crime. Beginning with arson and assault and battery. They're all defined there because that's the essential of law. And it's everybody knows it's wrong to assault or to batter somebody. Unless you're doing it in self-defense.
Or unless you're a TSA agent, then you're free to assault, batter, and molest anyone.
Well, that's because the way the law has grown is that the idea is you're on their property, and so they're safeguarding their property. You have the same... you would have the same rights. You'd post a notice that everybody that enters this my property is subject to a full-scale body search. That's all they're doing. They're writing law as if they are writing it for their property. And these airports belong usually to municipalities, which is just a group of people, a corporate body, that thinks it's a government.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to go back to the Articles of Confederation, Ed, but we're going to have to cut away to a break here for just a few minutes. Folks, we're going to be right back. There's a whole lot more show to go.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Today we have Dr. Rivero with us answering all of our questions about law. And I have to tell you, Dr. Rivero, I was intrigued when you said that the Articles of Confederation were not negated by the Constitution. And I would love it if you would expound upon that a little bit for our audience. And also, if you could reference, is there a landmark? Is there some sort of, you know, tangible entity that we can grasp proving that the Articles of Confederation are still in motion, or, you know, simply are not because we don't know to reference them?
In the movie Patent, there's a scene where George Patton says, "You bastard! I read your book," referring to Rommel and in the book that Rommel wrote about tank warfare. Well, what I tell my students: get their book, get the first volume of the United States Code from the government printing office in Washington D.C. And read the first of their laws, and you'll find out where these laws belong. And so you get past the Northwest Ordinance to the Constitution, and you'll find, well, all this law is for the territory that was owned by the United States of America. It's so clear. So that's as simple as it can be, isn't it? It's their law says that it applies to the land that they own, because essentially, what the whole birthing process of the nation, George Washington and the rest of the so-called founding fathers, are really just pulling over a big hoax on the American people, because you can't start a written government by taking an oral oath. When every president of the United States of America or president of the United States takes an oral oath. George Washington was elected to be president of the United States of America by the first presidential electors. He's the first one to be elected by presidential electors according to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution, it takes effect when 9 states ratify it. There are 13 states. What is a Constitution that is put into force by only 9 of those states? It's not anything that's going to be able to eliminate the Articles of Confederation. The Articles of Confederation are perpetual, and in order to amend them, 9 states is insufficient. You have to have all 13 states amend the Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, which is considered the first Constitution, because it creates a government. It creates a government of states, but not of people. The people specifically are eliminated by allowing them to opt out of being part of the government. They say you don't have to be a citizen in order to enjoy all the privileges and immunities of citizenship. You can just be a free inhabitant, of somebody that's not a fugitive from justice, a vagabond, or a pauper. You meet those qualifications, which is very easy to do, and you're free of the government. And that's all in the organic law. So no wonder they wanted to eliminate the idea, they wanted to put forward the idea that the Articles of Confederation were somehow eliminated by the Constitution. Now, of course, everybody believes it, but all you had to do was order the book and leaf through it and find the Articles of Confederation. There they are, intact. The other way you find out that it's not repealed or nullified, made void, is by reading the Northwest Ordinance. And at the next to the last sentence in the Northwest Ordinance says that the resolution of April 23rd, 1784 is hereby repealed and is null and void. Well, it shows you that the people...
Hang on just a second, Dr. Rivera. This is very interesting stuff. We do have to cut away to a break, so hold that thought. When we come back, we'll let you get back to it. This is Freedom Frenzy. Stay with us. Lots more freedom around the next corner.
The next